This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 762. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have, not on video, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris. This is 24?
Yes, I'm 24.
In my mind, you're still like 15. You know that, right?
I wish.
Yeah, I'm like 19.
Life seems
you're like
so
15.
Simple then.
Yeah. Yeah, then, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, so happy birthday, Chris. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And also Rob, not happy birthday. Rob's birthday. Most of the rest of us are like in June, except for Diecast.
And Matt, I believe.
Matt's what? Yeah, October?
September.
September. Okay. Hey, you know what? I don't remember my own brother's birthday, so that's pretty good. I literally don't have a clue what they are.
I usually don't even remember you have a brother.
I have three. Left. I had four. Yeah. So, let's see here. Matt's there. Rob's there. Don's there. Diecast is in a hotel room somewhere.
Yep.
That's a hardcore door in the hotel room. Is that like in a bad part of town? Or is Pittsburgh, is it all a bad part of town?
I'm by the airport, so it's kind of relaxed.
I've not been to Pittsburgh. My buddy Bobby lives there, and it's like part of his DNA. It's like Pittsburgh. That's like functionally a big factor of who he is. So, but like most people I know, like aren't like such a resident of where they live that, you know, it's maybe Don. Don is very Danville.
No, Don is sort of stuck here. I'm saying for all the botcons that I and all the shows I went to, flying through Pittsburgh was one of the, I guess I call it a highlight, because the airport was It was laid out so well. There was plenty of things to do, and it was also a much lower tax rate than the surrounding city.
Wow.
Yeah, so you could actually not pay a 15% food tax in the hotel versus what it was outside.
Yeah, so let's see. Eric lives there. You got to hang out with Eric, right?
Yep, got to hang out with Eric, go to dinner with him. That was cool.
Jason, who has ghosted us, and like we don't hear from Jason anymore, who used to be on the show every week. Like we forget Jason existed.
Yeah, I forgot about Jason. I don't think he's out near Pittsburgh, though.
I thought he was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he was from the area.
Yeah. Huh.
He's just smart enough to get rid of all of his social media.
Yeah.
See, I could have hung out with him too.
Yeah, if he only hadn't dropped everything. I think he's still on Instagram.
Kind of boring out here.
You're in a hotel.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, this is the worst time of our lives, pretty much. I mean, barring any personal tragedy.
Well, so far.
Yeah.
So far, it's the worst time of our lives.
But yeah, barring personal tragedy in our lifetimes, maybe not Don's, in our lifetimes, this is like, well, Don, you were alive for like all of the 70s. Some of the periods in the 70s weren't great. Yeah, this is not like.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like.
You're like a kid.
Yeah, so I mean, it never really registered with me on what was going on until I was much older.
Yeah, but like travel hasn't been fun. Like I've not traveled anywhere of note since 2019.
It didn't help. I drove in during a snowstorm.
Oh, great.
Beginning of a snowstorm. So by the time I got here, I couldn't get back out.
You have, is it a Kia that you have?
Yeah.
And how did that, like, oh, how did they handle the snow?
It's not bad. I was like, oh, I'm going to order food. And then like Uber Eats didn't have
like,
any
screw
drivers.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up having to cancel it because it got to that point where I was like, if it even comes, which it's probably not. It's nope. Just going to be cold because it was made like an hour and a half ago.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're just screwed. You just brought a sandwich or stopped by a Sheetz or something.
Well, Pittsburgh is a lot of hills and the hotel is on the top of a hill.
Well, that
that's what I knew. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But hey, you're
chose
traveling
poorly.
Yeah. You chose poorly. But hey, you're traveling for work. So travel down to North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then move down to North Carolina because they're building two neighborhoods near me. Just saying. I'm not going to let this go now. You teased me for so long, and now houses are being built.
Just drive down to North Carolina. That's only about a 10-hour drive from where you are.
Yeah.
I won't be here.
It's true.
Well, Don, I'm driving down to Virginia soon.
coming. Sweet.
He won't be there.
No, he won't be there. Hey, so this is it's a little on the backside of January 2022. We haven't planned out a date, but I think by next week we'll know the date of our live stream or pseudo Toy Fair live stream. Without, you know, there's no Toy Fair this year, but we do a live stream every year because it's awesome and it's fun. It's tradition, even if there's not a Toy Fair. So we'll schedule that. I mentioned this last week. If you are a patron or have been a patron's touch tier, or if you're formerly a touch tier patron, I will be fulfilling baseball, the trading cards. In the next,
so if you want those, make sure to get in touch and make sure your information's up to date with us.
If you're a patron at the touch tier or have been, make sure your information's up to date. And
are they made by Tops? I heard they're not doing anything right now.
Well, they still have the Major League Baseball license for 2 years, if I'm not wrong. So they're doing quite a bit. I think they were acquired by Fenway. I think they're acquired by the people that got the license though, didn't they? So if you have been a patron at the touch tier and changed tiers, please let me know because I have no way to track that. But if you are a patron at the touch tier, not as far as I can tell.
Okay.
Not without going through my email. And I guess I could do that if I had to. But if you are a patron at the touch tier or you just noped out and you're no longer a patron, but that's the tier you're at, I have you. Just make sure your info is up to date. Mm-hmm. No, also it doesn't hurt to be a patron at the touch tier. You can always sign up. In fact, if we'll say by the end of January, if you are so that's Monday, January 31st. If you are a touched patron by the end of that day or have been, you'll get a set of the cards and I'll send those out mid February.
Why are you trying to scare people off from being patrons, Brian?
I know. So, and you know, it's only happened a couple times, but if you sign up for Patreon, no matter the tier, if you sign up during the show, I will do my best to get it read during the show. Just have to keep email open for that. And I'm never good at that. So yeah, I'm honest. So that's at patreon.com/TF radio.
Yeah. We know you're bad at actually keeping up with communication.
I used to be obsessive about it, but
I know. Yeah. I remember 2012.
And kids ruined things for me. So
I remember 2012 with you reading all of your work emails while you were driving us to Oklahoma.
I did do that. And I would respond to work emails while driving.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. In Brian's defense, sort of, he was using voice to text to do the responses. He wasn't like typing on his phone while he was driving, but he was reading his screen while he was driving, which he shouldn't have done.
I should not have done. Yeah, I apologize for that.
So it's only sort of in Brian's defense.
Yeah.
It could have been worse, but it was still bad enough.
So, Brian, how well was the voice-to-text technology back then?
It was so good. It was so good. And Chris will vouch for this.
Yes, yes.
It was so good. I was actually going in and putting in fake errors.
Yeah.
Like it was so good that I had to go in and, like, intentionally make errors just so that people could tell that I was doing voice-to-text. No joke. That I don't think it's as good now as it was 10 years ago. It feels like it's not.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. Yeah. So,
potato farm.
Yeah. Potato salad, I thought is what I said.
Potato something.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I switched a word out to potato salad again as an intentional error. And I think I said apologies. I'm doing voice to text as I drive. I am not that obsessive about work anymore. I wish I was.
And that whole Walmart smelled like fart.
And I bought a car for that trip.
Yeah.
And
nice
we
car.
Drove back. Yeah, we drove back. It's my favorite car I've ever owned. And we drove back with John's TV.
Yeah.
And tfradio.net/shirt if you want to buy a shirt. I was going to be wearing one, but every 2 weeks I have a meeting at work over Teams where I have to run video. So it's the one I used to like wear a polo, you know, every episode because that's, you know, I'm in the office. I haven't been in the office in 3 years. So my boss wants to have video conferences. So I put on a polo every 2 weeks. So on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, I do that. And I was out yesterday. So the meeting was today. So, but I would have been wearing one of my shirts, probably the Massey Attack shirt. But you can find that and more at tfradio.net/shirt. And last week was our prediction show, our annual prediction show. If you haven't listened, go back and listen to that. We've been doing that for years. I put a tweet out because we should have done a roll call for people to to give their own predictions, shoot me a note, contact at tfradio.net, go to tfradio.net, click on the contact link, or you can tweet at us. I put a tweet out there and I'll keep retweeting it and sharing it over the next week, depending on what it looks like. We may read some of the responses. We've only gotten a few so far. If we get, you know, 10 or 15, maybe 20, we may do a segment. If not, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And just a reminder to those people watching, I have not had a chance to get with John about getting this nifty denim shirt onto the t-shirt store yet, but I will, as soon as we have time to sit down and iron out the ideas, because this is, for those of you just joining us, this is my new shirt show. This is my denim shirt that my fiance found, and this is my new shirt show, and I'll be talking to John about getting it on the t-shirt store as soon as possible.
I think you mean new
show shirt, not shirt show. I mean just as a thing,
you said that twice, Don.
Yeah, this could turn into a real shirt show, but you know, for now,
yeah,
I don't think that's what you meant.
Yeah, I'm tired. Parse of that what you will.
I don't think our t-shirt supplier can, you know, get us actual denim, but John could probably design something in the vein of like a tuxedo t-shirt, but it's a denim shirt instead of a tuxedo.
Let me look it up real quick. I doubt they can do denim, but that would be amazing.
I'm just kind of sold on my, not a tuxedo t-shirt thing.
Yeah, no, they can't do denim. Oh, wait. Do they do denim? Oh no, denim is the brand. They don't do denim. Okay. Yeah, I like that tuxedo t-shirt idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to plug? I don't know. Hey, so not a lot of news. So I'm gonna share a personal anecdote. and we'll get to it like in what we got this week. So spoilers, I had no Transformers. But you remember a few years ago when I got back into baseball cards?
Yeah, I think that's how this whole trading card patron thing.
That's exactly right. But in 2021 and 2022, Brian's baseball cards, retro gaming, which honestly, that's the only gaming that I had anyway. But I bought some stupid stuff over the last couple weeks, and I'll talk about that. Yeah, shirt show, I think, is going to be the name of the episode.
I was actually going to put that in the Discord. Can we just at least have the episode title be a real shirt show?
Yeah, it's a real shirt show. Yeah, I love that. And John's not even here. And so, if people didn't catch before, John is no longer on the regular show. He'll make appearances on like live streams and the occasional like secondary show. If we used to do secondary shows all the time, but you know, like on specials and stuff. But yeah, he's just got too much going on. I mean, he's like a legit vice president or executive for his company. So, and a parent of two young kids. So, there's a lot going on.
I think he has a dog or two also.
Yeah. Yeah. John's busy. I think that's it. Okay, let's jump to the news. So, I want to mention this one thing first, because Diecast and I got the same email, and he put this in here. So, the Transformers, the deck building game, which I had completely forgotten that we were supposed to get that bonus card pack, but they have reminded me in email like 15 times that, you know, hey, it's on the way. Hey, it's on the way. They had shipped out cases of those to like, whole cases to like people instead of, you know, one pack per person. I think our pal Cyberwolf Matt had gotten one of the cases and had returned it. Diecast, you tell people what happened.
So now they sent out an email saying that the original postage that was quoted by the post office was not enough to ship the cards, so all the cards got returned to the sender for insufficient postage. So now they have to send them out again with the correct postage.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really funny because it does suck for them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like if you didn't remind us about it, we wouldn't know.
It is a comedy of errors.
It is a comedy of errors.
It is. Well, has postage changed at all recently?
Not that I know of.
So I don't know.
I mean, it's entirely possible. Like, like you don't have to buy postage from the postal service. Like I get postage. You can get postage from other services. I think like I use Shippo.
Right.
To ship things. I don't remember if they do postal service or not. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they absolutely do. PayPal will do postal service. Like, they can give you a price, and it's going to be different than what the postal service offers.
And well, it can very well be wrong. It's not the price. It's they didn't pay the correct amount for the weight.
Assuming.
Well, yeah, but it sounds like they were quoted the wrong price for the weight.
Right. Yeah. But it just makes me think of when I was at my old job and I'd give something to the receptionist to mail out, and I'll be like, just take it to the post office. That way we know there's the correct amount of postage on it. She's like, nah, like 4 stamps will be enough. And it would get returned.
I've only had postage.
So that's what I'm picturing in my head. Is there like, how many stamps do you think we should put on this? I don't know, put like 3.
And I weigh and measure everything.
At the wrong postage.
I mean, I have a nice postal scale. I have lots of rulers take measures. So I have, you know, I've only had it happen to me once where the postal service said, hey, you need more postage on this in like 20 years. Like, I don't throw stamps on crap though. I mean, that's just not smart.
Okay. I don't know for sure when the last postal rate increase was. Probably sometime in the last 6 months, but I wouldn't be surprised if Renegade Games, that's the company, right? Renegade Games. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, tried to get quoted their price well in advance to just be, you know, ready to print stuff off as soon as they could. And oops, wait a little too long.
Yeah. I mean, if the price increased with the new year, that would be an easy way for it to happen right there.
And often that is when they throw the rate increases at us, is with the start of the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the other news item for the week, and I was out sick. I was sick yesterday, and I had all 3 kids at home. So I missed the Transformers Tuesday happened, I guess.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's interesting. So, Skywarp has a tuning fork, it looks like, as a weapon. It's the core class Skywarp, based off that Starscream mold that I love so much.
With no null rays.
Well, okay, so Skywarp doesn't have null rays. Skywarp has iron cannons, but those aren't null rays.
Right.
Only Starscream has null rays.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So
his power, Starscream's power chip rectifier makes those null rays.
Yeah. Okay, arm cannons, sorry.
Yeah. Actually, hold on. Was null rays what it was called on the tech spec? If so, that what I said doesn't count, because that would only be for the cartoon.
I don't remember if they used the phrase null rays on the tech spec.
Okay, then yeah. So then what I said stands.
I'm not, so like, I have encyclopedic knowledge of a lot of things, but the tech specs is not really one of them.
Yeah. Heavy Metal War for the win.
But anyway, the Skywarp's tuning fork thing apparently combines with weapons from the other core class figures to form one big weapon.
I think.
Star Saber, Dark Saber. No. Okay.
No. But Hot Rod's package art seems to actually depict the combined weapon. The package art, not the stock photos on the package.
It is a sword. I just don't know which sword.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I love that Starscream mold, the Seeker mold. So that's great. But the big winner is Iguanus.
Yeah.
I love this. I want an arm. I know he's not a troop builder, but he's a troop builder.
I want the Digibash that XV did, because
I missed it. What was the Digibash?
Iguanus into Reptilian from Universe.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Which is beautiful.
I'll seek that out. I genuinely love this. So he's based on the Pretender, and he's a motorcycle.
Yeah, the robot mode is based on his Pretender shell, mm-hmm. but it transforms.
I love it.
Like the inner robot.
I love it. I love it. This is my favorite thing.
And their remold for this is going to be Cybertron RC. Or Energon, I'm sorry.
Maybe you could. It'd be a heavy retool. It's not like impossible though. It's a
core class, so they wouldn't retool it that much.
Yeah,
no, it's a Pretender, you know, it could really be retooled into any of them because they all basically transformed into the same thing anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like, most of the vehicle
Soundwave anatomy is a Pretender, basically.
Most of the vehicle anatomy seems to be backpack. So like theoretically you could just swap that out for a different unit and probably reversion the rest of the toy into a different Pretender quote unquote vehicle quote unquote mode.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to clarify when I said Soundwave's a Pretender. basically the Studio Series Bumblebee Soundwave, Voyager Soundwave, has a Pretender transformation gimmick, basically. You know, he flattens out. He doesn't do much. I really like Iguanus. I know I may be in the minority, but I love crap like this.
I'd like to get a Wave Rider out of it. I had Wave Rider as a kid, so yeah. I have a soft spot for that one.
He was the only, he wasn't the only Pretender I had, but he definitely he was the only Autobot that I had.
Oh, there, Kilby. Blade Rider put his and my Digibashes in the Discord.
Well, I will pull those up.
TFradio.net/Discord.
Incidentally, in the meantime, I looked at TFU.info, and which, of course, has Starscream's tech spec bio, and yes, it does mention Null Rays.
Okay, great. Okay, so ignore the power chip rectifier thing. But he did mention it, but he did mention his Null Rays in the episode, so. Mm-hmm. So, God, that's gorgeous. And Chris's is also gorgeous. I love these. There's limitless potential.
Well, maybe not limitless. There's only so many redecos of Beast Wars Iguanas.
I don't know. I just beautiful. I love it.
So with Skywarp, since we don't get the arm cannons,
thank you.
Are we going to have to wait for some figure to have an accessory pack that's going to have arm cannons in it for him?
Well, there is an accessory pack with figure coming this year. It's the Red Cog that's been hinted at. We just don't know what the accessories are going to be, but I kind of doubt it's going to cover this.
I mean, you got a 3D printer. Just find an STL file and print it. Oh, there's more.
Go buy another Starscream.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, there is no shortage of small groups and even individuals on eBay who are designing and manufacturing these things themselves.
That doesn't will make undoubtedly it right for step Hasbro up to and them off.
Well, they're
going in a different direction, Diecast.
Well, they're probably sacrificing the plastic to make those other weapons so they
the do tuning fork thing, combine.
Exactly.
Yeah, the tuning fork sword hilt.
Yeah, it's just a trade. It's a trade off.
Doesn't mean I like it or they should.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's they're just balancing out taking plastic from one and making it into something else.
And giving you a reason to buy the other two core class figures that you need to finish the weapon.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Most of us were going to probably buy all three of them anyway.
Yep. It's my plan. I think it's my new favorite class.
Matt's shaking his head, but that's why I said most of us, because I know you've eschewed the core class entirely.
I love it.
I might get Iguanus. Maybe.
I was not going to get all of them. I was thinking about Hot Rod to go, the little Hot Rod to go with Star Convoy. But yeah,
he's a little big for that, though. Like Star Convoy is too small, and he's too big.
Get find the Combiner Wars Legends Hot Rod.
Yeah, though I expect this one will actually be a little smaller than that.
Probably. Yeah.
Actually, Rob, you might be able to go back and get that small Universe Legends class Hot Rod.
Frankly, you could probably get eBay the MicroMaster Hot Rodimus reissue pretty cheap too.
Hmm. Or get a world's smallest hot rod.
There you go.
Yeah, used to have that.
Or just, you know, buy the Kingdom/Legacy core class hot rod and, you know, avoid all the other dumb ideas we've just come up with for you.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we as a group cannot do if not make everything as difficult as possible.
Hmm. Yep.
Options.
Okay. I don't have any more news. Anything else before we jump? Yeah. Anything else before we jump to what we're still halfway through the show, so timing works out.
There's a G.I. Joe Fan First Friday this Friday.
Yes. Yes, there is. Hopefully it'll be more O-ring retro stuff and less classified.
Maybe they're gonna put O-rings in classified.
They had by that, yeah. You know, I sound like I hate classified, but I really don't. I just find it, you know, kind of boring.
Is that Buddy?
That's Mackenzie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. So next week, I don't know when I'm going to get the basement finished. I have a spot upstairs. It actually looks pretty nice. I'm going to go and do some more work up there.
Is that the 5-year-old's room?
Yeah, but she's not going to use it for years. So,
well, not if you move into it. No, yeah.
But I'm going to do some more work in there, get the toys a little more display worthy. And I think I'm going to do the recording of the podcast for a while in there until I get the basement done. So.
So it's not in the news because, like, we don't really do sightings as news items as such, but this is interesting the way it's been going down so far. So Studio Series is getting core class this year, and the first wave has had a couple of U.S. sightings.
Really?
Really?
Yes, but the first one was in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And the second one was in Hawaii.
That's interesting.
Both at Walmarts.
So it's Spike?
No, that's wave two, as far as I know.
What was wave one?
So it's Studio Series, not 86. It's Ravage from Shockwave from the Bumblebee movie.
Bumblebee. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as I know, the first wave is just those two toys in, I guess, a small case of probably eight. And then Spike will be cycled in for wave two. But yeah, it was just interesting to me that Puerto Rico and Hawaii ended up being the first sightings for those, because, like, you can't really get either farther out of the U.S. while still being the U.S., and also you can't really get farther apart than those two.
Alaska.
I mean, that's a stretch. I don't know that Alaska would be farther away than Hawaii.
I don't know.
Hawaii's kind of far off out there.
It's about 5,000 miles from where I'm at. The tippy top, northwest tippy top of Alaska may be farther away.
Okay, but are there any Walmarts in that part of Alaska?
Probably not. Actually, right, they would smell like fart if there are.
Now, look, we can't say that for sure. Just because Arkansas's Walmart smell like fart, we can't say that Alaska,
well, that was a prototype Walmart. Similarly. That was a prototype fart Walmart.
Well, we were near the home offices.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay. So who got something this week?
2012 was such a trip in many meanings of the word.
Yeah, I got a couple of things this week. My pile of loot came in from BBTFs. It's all third party, Brian. I'm sorry, but I'm very happy that
we have time to kill up. Don, and it's not an hour from now like it was last week.
Right. I picked up I got this before Cap last week. I got Ace Hitter from Fans Hobby to complete the Headmaster Juniors.
Okay.
And because of my confidence in Takara's riding is not really on track, I went ahead, I got the first two, Moon Studio.
Those are already out?
Yeah, the first two are out.
I didn't realize that.
Yep, this is Iceland.
Brian, they're keeping the trains running on time.
Yes, and this is Dark Knight. So,
oh, God.
And,
Batman?
And just for comparison, this, just to show you how big this box is, this is the box.
That's great for our audio audience.
This is a box. This is a box on drugs.
I'm just trying.
Any questions?
It's very hard to do this, but this is Kingdom Mirage.
Any questions?
So it's about the size of a leader class box.
Yeah, a bigger, I think.
Yeah, actually, but I mean,
roughly.
Yeah, actually, I've seen some comparisons.
ISIS.
I'm sorry, I'm very tired. Leave me alone. Iceland is actually taller than MP10. So, okay. And this is 1/6 of their rating combiner.
That's going to be way too big.
Well, it's also going to be about $300 to $400 bare minimum cheaper.
Yeah. The car one's going to be way too small. So, you know, pick your poison.
He's going to scale with their Constructor, which is their Devastator,
which is the right way to go. Logically,
yeah,
but like it doesn't mean that Constructor isn't also too big. No, just like there's no happy medium, I guess, literally in this case with a set of train bots. There's either the two small official ones or these vastly too big third party ones. Like, you know, maybe our new third party combiner off will be train bots, and this will get resolved in a sea of choice that just makes the whole thing wearying. But for now, there's just not a good option.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else is touching train bots right now.
To be honest, I am surprised any third party is touching train bots.
It's taken this long for it to happen.
Yeah, we've only been talking about them doing it for like 8 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, you know, my faith in Takara is not, and I said this on Twitter, maybe if I had Rebooster Skids and seen in hand what y'all guys were saying about the figures, but with the Kara train bots, all that clear plastic, all the QC issues, I just don't have the faith.
And the train bots are not going to be of the heart. The train bots aren't going to be designed or engineered anything like how Skids is. That's the other thing to keep in mind here, Don. Like, even having Skids or Reboost in hand to see how that is, that's not going to give you an accurate picture of what the train bots are going
to
be like.
Right, right. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, something to restore my faith into Kara.
These jokes would make way more sense if this was a Star Trek podcast.
I know.
But I mean, you know, and I'm going with the ones that are, these were about $100 cheaper originally each at the original Takara offering price point. Mm-hmm. And they're still running about 60 each less after the price drop. And we're not sure if that price drop on Takara is going to hold or not. Yeah. Whereas all of these have been solicited at about the 109 standard price.
Yeah, no, I mean, price wise and like, from everything I've heard, these seem to be perfectly fine representations of these two train bots. But, you know, price versus size versus what the Takara ones are going to cost. Like, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a case to be made for these, but like, it's certainly not what I would want.
Yeah, Blade in the Discord, tfradio.net/Discord, is saying Rail Racer is in the corner crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see a third party do a good, solid Rail Racer. Because I'm not sure how they'll...
We've never gotten one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm also...
Oh, the original Rail Racer was a perfectly solid toy.
I still have that on display. It's a good one.
I'm saying it is. I'm saying by this point, though...
I've always hated Rail Racer.
I'd be a little worried about trying to get a vintage one and hoping that clear plastic and stuff kind of holds up.
Well, no, Don. The Hasbro version doesn't have any clear plastic.
I forgot still about that. Still a bad toy. I forgot about that. No, it's not.
The individuals are not great robots, but the combiner is very nice.
It's nice looking. It's just, I don't know.
It's very nice, especially for the time period that it was made.
That's fair. That's fair.
Coming off of Magnaboss and Tripredicus, which was just literally 3 years earlier than when JRX was designed and released, like, Rail Racer is a triumph, and it's not a Combiner Wars toy by any stretch, but I think it still holds up very well in the modern day.
It does.
I feel bad, though, because, you know, just like 2 years before, Takara had put out the, beautiful God Neptune that in every way is a better toy. And just a reminder that, you know, they got it right for Scramble City, you know, 15 years before that. So I'll shut up. Don, anything else?
No. I will say this, though, just as a precaution to everybody, I tried to have these shipped to my P.O. box because
of shipping to P.O. boxes.
I know. I'm starting to really hate that. But not knowing the area, I was a little worried about having packages left out.
Yeah, I get it.
So if you do have a P.O. box, check with your plastic crack supplier of choice. Because a lot of their flat rate shippings are not allowed to go to P.O. boxes. And I had to pay a little bit extra to go to my P.O. box for the safety. And also because the weather we've been having lately, it's been close to freezing most of the time, especially when I get off work. And the post office did not leave it at the post office box. And mine's at 7 hours outside in below freezing weather. So,
I think that's fine. It's not like it's... It's not like
as long as you don't take it out and start, cracking away joints right away.
But I'm just saying, as a word of caution, if you have a P.O. box, check with your shipping person to see if it's an extra charge or if they'll do it at all. Because I've got something coming from Mondo that is going to have to be rerouted because they won't go to a P.O. box at all. So
cool. Okay. Who else?
Okay. I guess I'll go. Yeah. Nothing Transformers related this week, not a thing. But I do have all 95 episodes of G.I. Joe, American Hero.
Oh, cool!
Nice.
Yeah, John clued me in on that, and I'm like, heck yeah! If I didn't already have it, I would totally have bought it myself.
Yeah, I think you retweeted it from the RFC account, and that's how I saw it. And I was like, yes, I will. We'll watch Arise, Serpentor Arise a little bit later.
Okay, but what about the Deke seasons?
No, that's
I already had those.
Yeah. He got tough first.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Now on to Marvel Legends. I got the Hasbro Pulse, the flamed off Johnny Storm Human Torch.
Sweet.
So is his head still flamed?
No.
No, that's his hair.
Okay. It just wasn't coming over that well.
So the flamed on version is now Jim Hammond on my West Coast Avengers shelf.
Cool.
And a couple of older Build-A-Figures I've been wanting to complete for a while. I got the Ironmonger from 2012. He is a beautiful, beautiful sparkly blue.
Oh, I remember that one.
Oh, nice.
And we're still getting parts from this one, like to this day, because these are the same arms from the Crimson Dynamo. The same legs, I mean. At least they've been used at least three times now. And one I've wanted for a couple years, just because I really like the redesign, is the Phil Urich Hobgoblin.
Uncle Phil. He was Uncle Phil in Spider-Girl.
And that's it for me.
Cool. Who else?
You can tell we're really like in a lull between toy lines, basically.
Yeah.
Because like I also don't have any new Transformers this week. I do have a few, I guess I will call them stragglers, except they're not really because they got here in plenty of time, but a few more birthday items. So Diecast got me a Skyfire, which is not a Transformers thing because it's actually the Mega Constructs Halo exosuit called Skyfire. It's the it's a little blue armor kit for a regular Mega Constructs minifigure. Halo exosuits, Mega Constructs has done several generations of them in different revisions. This is the most different from all of the other ones. Like, it's not supposed to be the same design lineage as such, but this design style is one of my favorites just because, like, it's a really interesting kind of, like, personal power suit thing where the other ones have been more like Exosquad revisits, which I also like that for that reason, but... Boy, I would love to see Exosquad come back, but that would never work in today's economy or anything. I digress, though. These Mega Constructs exosuits are really good, and the Skyfire one's actually my favorite design. It's like the most like middle of the road one. It's the one that just kind of does everything really well with no weird compromises of any kind. So that was fun to have. And to Don's point about stuff sitting out in the cold. This did sit outside for like 2 hours because UPS did not send me any notification it had been delivered. And the glue on the packaging did not seem to like the cold, cold temperatures, because when I took it out of the envelope, the bubble fell right off of the card back.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean, it's fine. It was absolutely fine. It was more funny than anything. Like, it came basically shrink wrapped. Whatever seller had it on Amazon had it in bagged in plastic. So as soon as I tore that open and pulled the card up, the card came, the bubble just kind of stayed there because the glue had all failed and it fell off of there. It was funny. But yeah, like between that and another piece of mail that I got out today that had been sitting out there for a while, like I don't think glue and cold temperatures really want to get along that well. This is not new science either.
I've not checked the mail since Thursday because of snow, so I should go and do that. That reminds me,
Did you find your flip flops?
I've been out. Yeah, I mean, I go out in the snow and flip flops. So
no, but did you find them? You said the other day.
Oh, yeah. They were in a different room. Yeah, I was out tonight taking the trash out in flip flops.
Hey Chris, can you read the note for Don? He needs to hear it.
I don't have it right here with me, but it was something to the effect of everybody deserves to have a Skyfire unless it's Kronos.
Nice.
No one deserves that.
Real quick, though, I wanted to mention a mutual friend had sold me the Bandai Padlock Robo. So basically, it's a robot that's made of all diecast metal.
Ooh.
It's heavy. It's like a pound, but it's also carded. That did not survive. Cross country.
I had the same problem with mine, Brian. Then one day I was working on my display, I dropped it.
Oh yeah,
and it shattered into like.
Robot shattered.
Yeah, the robot just.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, because when I got it, it was almost off the card anyway. So I went ahead and opened it up, unlocked it, and transformed it.
Oh,
and then it was the one that had the little U-shaped kind of legs.
Yeah.
And when I set it down, changing the display, it crumpled and then fell right to the floor.
I was just saying in transit, it came off the bubble came off the card because it's like a pound of metal that's carded on a bubble.
I just pictured Don's, you know, just shattering to pieces, basically exploding and somehow leaving behind a perfectly functional padlock.
Right.
That's funny. Yeah.
So let's see, from Reggie True KROs on Twitter. I got two more of those Bowens mount adapters for my studio lights.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's like at some point down the line, I do want to add a third strobe to my arsenal in there. That's just going to be kind of a commitment because like got to buy the strobe, which when they're available are $100-ish. Got to buy a light stand for it. And you can't get a cheap light stand because those things are heavy and anyone that's not going to just like, you know, sag and tip over immediately. Got to get the softbox separately. Like it's a big investment to actually set up one of those. But like, I do want to do that at some point down the line. I might get a C stand instead of a regular light stand so I could actually mount the third light overhead. I can't really do that with anything I have right now. But the point is like, I'd want to add a third light. So I'm very happy to have three total of these adapters. So whatever I end up with down the road, I can do literally whatever I want with them, any kind of accessories I want to put on them for any kind of special effects. The next step right now is to actually start shopping for things to attach to my strobes now that I can attach standard accessories to my flashes. So that will be fun and hopefully not super expensive because, you know, everything about photography is expensive. Except these adapters, they weren't really that expensive. And then the third thing was from Matt, who, contrary to his threats a couple weeks ago, did not get me GoGo 5.
Not yet.
Although I was fully expecting that. No, he sent me Die Ranger, the complete series.
Nice. Everyone should have Die Ranger.
Okay, so here's with the exception of GoGo 5, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me about this, but with the exception of GoGo 5, everybody should have everything from between Jew Ranger to Gal Ranger. Because that is just one big solid stretch of really good Sentai.
I even like GoGo 5. Just buy them all.
And I mean, Jetman's in there too, but I also couldn't develop a taste for that.
Not between Jew Ranger and Gal Ranger. It's not.
No, but in the realm of 90s Sentai, and a lot of people like Jetman. Like,
I'm rewatching that one right now.
The 90s was just a really strong time for Super Sentai in a way that's kind of inconceivable now with how hit and miss Sentai has been in the last, say, 10 years. But I mean, like, if I had to pick a favorite Sentai, odds are it would be one from that 90s stretch. But at the same time, I could not possibly pick one favorite Sentai from out of all those because they're all like individually good in their own ways. Yes, Brian?
Things got better than Dynaman?
In a way, yes.
Yes, we eventually got Kaku Ranger.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, USA Network could have totally dubbed Kaku Ranger in the same spirit as Dynaman.
Or that Car Ranger.
Yeah, either one of those would have absolutely worked. Yeah, the only thing I'm missing now out of the sets I want to have is O-Ranger. And, like, O-Ranger got a bad rap for a long time, too, but it's actually a very solid show.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, if anyone's listening, Chris needs Jetman and GoGo 5.
I mean, if somebody got me Jetman, I would make an effort to try to watch it and maybe see if I can find enjoyment in it this time. I watched some of the fan sub episodes when they started coming out with proper subs. Instead of like years and years and years ago, people allegedly fan sub Jetman, but it was a very early time in fan subbing, and a lot of the stuff you would find was just like people guessing what the dialogue was based on the context of what they were seeing on screen. So it wasn't really being fan subbed, but when real subs started coming out, I tried to watch Jetman and had a hard time with it. But you know, I might be back at a point where I'm ready to, like, you know, look at it with fresh eyes now.
I'm rewatching it now. I think I enjoyed it more the first time through, but it's still pretty good.
What did we have on our YouTube channel, Chris, of Dynaman? Was it like the pilot?
Oh, no, it was basically like the final episode, Dynacon, which was like an entirely original episode that they made for that.
Do you know if somebody out there has available the entire run of the series? I'm looking to see if I can find it.
I think there were only like six episodes.
Yeah, I think there were six episodes. I think somewhere around here I probably have some.
Oh, I thought it was more. I thought it was more than that. Okay, yeah. Well, I can probably find that. That's got to be on Dailymotion.
Maybe. I don't know of a complete collection online of all the episodes. I mean, you know, obviously we're just working off of people's VHS rips. So it's very hit and miss what people actually had, and you know, the people who were able to digitize that or not.
Yeah.
Okay. But I didn't get any like new anything for myself because I think I have everything from Kingdom now. Legacy stuff hasn't shown up, and I don't think there's anything I'm looking for out of Studio Series now until like Coronation Starscream hits, which I think is the next thing up. So I get to have a little break, theoretically.
Let's see here. Something's coming from Hasbro Pulse tomorrow. I'm trying to remember what it was. One of them, I think, is Fantastic Four item. Oh, they're both Fantastic Four. Never mind. Okay, well.
The other Human Torch that you ordered by mistake?
No, it's the non-clear Invisible Woman in the Thing. Ever-loving blue-eyed Thing. Okay, who else? Anybody else?
I got a couple of things. I got Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity for the Switch, which, you know, basically I get a new Dynasty Warriors game a year, and that's this one.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's not bad so far. I'm not particularly snobbish about the kind of graphics the Switch can put out compared to the other consoles, but I could do with a slightly higher frame rate than what it is putting
frame
out.
Frame rate will kill me. I don't care about, you know, like polygon count or anything like that or texture so much, but frame rate has to be good.
Yeah. And it runs a little choppy. I could like it, to be honest, it runs similarly to the Fire Emblem Warriors game I got runs on 3DS, which is a little bit disturbing. But, you know, it's a really solid game. Otherwise, I'm enjoying it. Also, finally upgraded my knockoff Xbox 360. Well, not knockoff, but third party Xbox 360 controller I use on PC to a third party Xbox One controller. So I have a better D-pad now, nice. Which is very, very important.
Yeah.
And lastly, I picked up, because it dipped under $20, the Gundam Infinity Astray Gold Frame, which was an ostensible SDCC exclusive if there had been an SDCC. But basically, even though the figures in this line are about on par with MS in Action from 1999, I got it because there was supposed to be an MS in Action Astray Gold Frame, and it never happened. So I just kind of wanted to have that. So, and it has like gold painted arms from two other mobile suits that match nothing, and I will not ever do anything with, because it's supposed to be a like Zvaz-ish mix and match kind of thing, but they need to go further with it and release more figures for that to work.
Okay.
And that's it.
Cool. Diecast.
I can't show it off, but I got my Shattered Glass Starscream, which is the
when did your ship? You know?
When did it ship?
Yeah. When did you get it? Like we can do
I got it like Thursday.
Oh,
I
crap. Guess. Yeah, I don't think mine is even shipped yet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's that Tetrajet mold or the whatever. So it's okay.
The Siege Seeker body.
Yeah, the Siege Seeker. And then the only thing I have here is off topic. I got a Gravedigger.
What kind of, what, like, what is that, like, it's a certain line or something?
It's the Lego.
There's a Gravedigger Lego?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a Technic set?
Yeah, it's a Technic set.
Wow.
It was cheap. It was like $16 at Walmart.
Wow.
But I think
that is cool.
They're going to stop carrying it because I haven't seen it in many Walmarts.
Is there a Bigfoot?
There's no Bigfoot, no.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah.
But,
to give Diecast something to do in his hotel room?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Hopefully next week I'll have some I'll have a box of Taobao.
Okay. So I think I mentioned before that the 2019 Brian's baseball cards is 2022 Brian's retro gaming stuff. it's not like I just got into like retro gaming stuff. It's like, it's something I've always bought. You know, it's always been something I've collected. Like most gaming stuff I get is 8 or 16 bit. But ever since I got my Analog Pocket late last year, I've just been on a kick. So I got like a couple of knockoff EverDrives, like the Omega Easy Flash and, you know, and another one, I don't even know what it's called, for portables. But I had an old flash cart for the SNES, like the Super UFO thing, and I didn't much care for it. And I realized I didn't actually have an actual EverDrive. So that EverDrive is, I guess, like the nice premium one that, you know, people use, that it's maintained, firmware is written for it, and it does more. So I've been wanting this one, so I went ahead and ordered it. It's the Mega EverDrive Pro, the Sega Genesis Mega Drive flash cart. So it's got an FPGA chip on it that will simulate the Sega CD. So you can actually run Sega CD games through the cartridge slot on your Sega Genesis.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. So I tested it out today and it works.
All right.
Pretty insane. And of course, you know, it'll run like ROMs from like other things on your physical hardware, but it'll actually even emulate through emulation on the FPGA NES. So you can play NES games on it. I haven't tested that yet, so I don't know what that performance is like. But
does it run Master System games?
Of course, yeah. So Master System, excellent. Game Gear, those will run in hardware on the Genesis. So yeah, I've booted that and I booted Sega CD. What it will not do is Sega CD 32X.
Makes sense.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it won't do it.
Probably would need an extra chip.
No. I mean, you have to have the 32X to run 32X games. But you can't run the Sega CD.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Just won't run Sega CD 30. Like, you have to have a 32X to play 32X games, but it just will not play Sega CD 32X. I don't know why.
Weird.
What else did I get? There's two. Oh yeah. So I mentioned this during pre-show. I've wanted this stupid thing for years. It's not the best experience, but I've been playing Dragon Quest III, a fan-translated version of Dragon Quest III for the Super Nintendo.
I like you calling it a fan-sub version.
I know, fan-translated version of... I guess this subtitle as much as anything, because it's, you know, it's text.
Yeah.
I've been wanting one for years, and it's stupid, and it's ugly, but I got the Superboy by Hyperkin. Hyperkin stuff is hit or miss. You have to know what to get. I like their actual new premium controllers line. I wouldn't buy most of their consoles. I do have the Retron 77, and I have this. And I think there's a firmware update for the Retron Square, the SQ. That's the one that plays Game Boy games on the TV, on your TV, which I don't need because I have two or three other ways of doing it, but I still want it. So, yeah. So,
I mean, a portable Super Nintendo certainly has some appeal.
I miss my Nomad, but it was not a great experience playing it. So I need to check to see, one, if I could get a Nomad with an IPS display. Like, I got this last week. I haven't installed it yet. It's an IPS mod for my Game Boy Advance SP, so it'll run like a really nice bright screen on that.
Cool. I've
been meaning to do that for a while. And the other thing that I got, if I can just find it, here it goes. So I'm a big TurboGrafx 16 PC Engine fan. I got my TurboGrafx before I got my Super Nintendo. I used my Super Nintendo money as a kid to buy the TurboGrafx, and that was a stupid idea. So stupid, but I love the thing. Analog, the company that makes the Pocket or the other stuff that I have the Mega SG, the Super NT, and the NES game, the NES one, the Analog Mini. But they were going to do a Turbo Duo system in FPGA. Supposed to have been on sale last year. Still not on sale. Goodness knows when it will come out. So I ended up just getting, this is kind of like it's not really a flash cart because it's not a cartridge like the EverDrive. It's not really an optical disc emulator because it's not emulating the disc being read off of. So basically in retro gaming, there've been replacement units that you can connect to disconnect the laser from like a Sega Saturn, a PlayStation, a Dreamcast, and you can actually just feed data directly to that through an SD card, and you can load ROMs off of it. It's kind of like that, but it's not. Sega TurboGrafx or PC Engine CD add-on for the PC Engine, basically. So you basically put this in where the PC Engine CD would go, and you can play PC Engine games with it. You can also play games off of, you can also play Hue card games with it. And you can also play SuperGrafx games with it. There's only a handful of those that came out, so now I never have to buy a SuperGrafx. But you play it in the original hardware, so it's as original experience as you're going to get. So I got that. The problem is, it's not compatible with the TurboGrafx, so I had to get a PC Engine. I didn't have a PC Engine.
Oh, geez.
So the PC Engine's on the way. I'll have that next week. So
cool.
I had a Turbo Duo, but I got rid of it years ago, and I wish I hadn't. So this will basically tide me over. So I'm good. That's the stupid game purchases I made this week. Hopefully they'll last for a while. Okay. I want to thank our patrons at the Touch Tier, tfradio.net/credits. You can find all the folks there. And again, if you're a patron at the Touch Tier, you can be on History on the Fives. That's a podcast that Rob does each week, posting the new episode tomorrow. And apparently there's a missing episode. I got to figure out what happened. I don't know what that is. So I'm going to go back and look. But we do this every week. If you're a patron at the Touch Tier, you get a shout out each week. So Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jason Hiley, Mike Mallory, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Boomer, Spider Bob, Tyrell Gwynn, Paul Schreiber, Rick Mahurin, Blake Reynolds, and welcome this week, Vegemite Mike. Thank you so much. And again, you have like a week and a half if you want to get those cards.
Or like 3 minutes if you still want a patron shout out on the show.
Yeah, let me sign up. I'll think things come true. But patreon.com/TF Radio. Yep. Let's see. You can find us online at tfradio.net. Basically, everything is there. All our links and stuff. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Even though YouTube's live stream didn't work this week, it will be posted as a show in a fully edited form tomorrow.
It's a show that goes out on the internet.
Yeah, we have so much stuff on our YouTube channel. Thousands of videos. So there's a lot of stuff there to dig through. That's at youtube.com/c/Radio Free Cybertron, I think. I don't even know. Just go to tfradio.net and we have a link for it, like right at the top of the page.
I think we even have like a shortcut URL through tfradio.net that goes to the YouTube page.
Yep. That's true. We're on Twitter.
I don't remember what it is. Yeah, but me either. Yeah.
We're on YouTube at TF Radio. Pardon me, Twitter at TF Radio, facebook.com/TF Radio. And on Instagram at TF Podcast, I'm personally on Twitter at BKilby and at BrianKilby.com and at Instagram.com/BrianKilby. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Sweet, Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. See all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews. And you can also like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast.
Sweet. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Rob Flails, which is the Twitter account for Flailthroughs, my YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/flailthroughs, you can see all sorts of basically Gundam gaming related things, mostly. G Generation Genesis will be back this weekend, and I'm still going along on Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is, you know, fun game, going fairly well. Nothing really exceptional to report for the last week or so, but the update for the week will be this, it'll be in a few hours. So, check out the channel Thursday morning to see what's part of that. If you want to support me for the stuff I do over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. I take requests for a couple of bucks. And I have an Amazon list still at tfradio.net/claylist.
Sweet. Chris.
I'm personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. There's probably some reason to follow me, but heck if I can think of it at the moment. I'm otherwise on Twitter at PlayWithPhotos, where sometimes I remember to post photos of toys, which I think is more of a reason to follow that than to follow me personally, but you know, you do you. That's the Twitter account for my website, playwithphotography.com, where my general toy photography galleries are, and, you know, other like blog articles and weird special features that I do occasionally because I'm insane. If you want to, you know, help me to descend further into this insanity and, you know, show some support, what have you, I'm on Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. I also have an Amazon wishlist at tfradio.net/chrislist, which admittedly I've been plugging the hell out of for the last 3 weeks because it's my birthday. Thanks everybody who sent me something though. It's been great. Really do appreciate that.
Cool. John's not here. He is at that John D everywhere. Rob Springer is not here. He is at Rob Springer on Twitter at zonebase.org. And he also is on the Tubi or wherever they play Unsolved Mysteries because he found that Don was on Unsolved Mysteries in 1993.
No, that was not me. I never had hair that good.
I wonder if Pluto TV has like an Unsolved Mysteries channel.
Oh, yes, it does. That may be what he's watching. That's
totally. No, I remember him mentioning Tubi for something, I want to say. I don't know if it was Unsolved Mysteries specifically. No, I just know like Pluto TV has like all kinds of dedicated channels. Like there's an American Gladiators channel with the 90s American Gladiators. Not, they might have the 2000, the early 2000s reboot of it, but like more importantly, they have the early 90s episodes, which if you care about American Gladiators at all, it's because you saw it in your youth in the early 90s, not because you saw Hulk Hogan hosting it later.
Yeah, that would turn me off.
Yeah, they have channels by they're Shout Factory back there. They show Sentai and Kamen Rider from Shout Factory's library, so that's also another way to see some of that stuff. No USA Network's Dynaman though, sorry Brian.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's it. We'll see you next week.
Good night everybody.
Not all,
take care.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?